You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, it is hour three. It's the virtually non-scripted portion of our Tuesday night broadcast.
The rest is scripted?
Oh, I know. It's a terrific script.
I loved it.
Well, it's charted by pies.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, damn it. That's right. Wait a minute.
I understand.
There
so, anywho, oh,
thank God.
So most of it's just random talk.
Hour three is just one long color of
right.
Blah 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 blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah. So here we are. So I think we should probably continue on with the topic we closed hour two with, which is the religion and the belief and all of that, because I think there's a little more depth to go through in this.
But
topic.
We all hit on it, and I honestly think, and of course we killed them off because we're America. We're send all your letters to qtalkamerica.com. But I, honest to God, or whoever you believe in, however you self-identify with your God, I think the Native Americans had it best, and then we just slaughtered them. Like, they were the closest, it's like Jimmy Carter, the closest we come to someone who's truly in, like, right. Tune with the spirits.
And the nature.
Yeah. And being a, what's it, and one of the, I guess it's in the Bible. I thought this was from the Alaska Cruise Line. But I guess being good stewards for the earth.
Sure.
Yeah. Is from the
right.
Bible. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was a biblical expression.
Sure.
I honestly thought it was from an Alaskan cruise line. So Republicans really have nothing to do with God at all. If that is somebody Google that at home and email me when you get to it.
Because nobody's listening, but for
right. Nobody's listening live. So right. Yeah, a week or so, whenever it comes up. But I honestly, I wonder that, like, I don't wonder that. I know that. Like, the Native Americans, they were so in tune with, like, and we talk about it now with sustainable farming. We talk about all these different things. Like, you don't feed cows corn.
The problem with
that's against nature.
The problem with that is it doesn't give us a benevolent being to fear and tell us how much we're sinning and
right.
We're wrong for doing this. Or
and that's
right
all very
that.
Old Testament.
And that's
but that,
why
right.
We
that
kill
doesn't
them.
That doesn't factor into New Testament Jesus,
right.
Which
oh,
I can never understand. An right. eye for an eye is Old Testament. That's yeah. Where we lose. That's where the Jewish people live.
Sure.
It's in the eye for the eye. The New Testament, the new Jesus, and he has his list. If you've seen Godspell, I'm sorry, I didn't write it, but I have to apologize because it's a piece of shit. But it's the mean-spirited Jesus that there's a whole like 20-minute pact where he like tells you all the things you can't do. Yeah. None of them are gay, but there's a whole bunch of shit. That he goes on and on about, and they try to make it a song, and they fail miserably, which is why I wanted to kill myself. But the New Testament part of the Jesus guy is all about turn the other cheek, forgiveness, yeah. Don't judge, yes, you be judged.
But isn't...
Yeah, but the Old Testament stuff, to me, is what the Republicans read.
Oh, of course
and
it
now,
is.
I'm not
because
saying,
that's all... That's the word Leviticus.
But it's the idea of fear.
They read that, but they pick and choose what
oh,
the
fuck
they
choose.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Which drives
the,
me insane.
But that's the thing with religion... Religion.
Find what's convenient
quotes.
For you.
Find what's convenient.
Which is
doesn't
bullshit.
Matter.
You need a cherry picker.
What, but
right.
I go back to what he just said. Eye for an eye.
Yeah.
Not making a biblical reference, but it's like, yeah, I think that's fair. If you fuck me over, I'm gonna fuck you back.
I wish we could have got this in the first hour because I'm kind of drunk, so I didn't mention it. The only thing I can distill from any holy book, and I think it's pretty much in all of them, is do unto others.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
As
no, I
want.
And
yeah.
I again,
honest,
well,
and, but and
I
that,
think that's just
that,
a human...
that and judge lest ye be judged.
Right.
I
right.
mean,
but
Romans
really,
3:23.
But do unto others. It's karma. It's every single thing. Like
throwing numbers at it. You're killing me.
I'm
well, I know.
Like
I know John 3:16.
Yes. Because it's,
because
it's in every
world.
Fucking football game. That's the only reason you know that.
Why?
Really?
What?
It's
what?
Everybody.
Yes.
John 3:16 is on every
that's
poster.
That's
every
up at every sporting event. Somebody's holding the John 3:16 sign.
I even know that.
Why would they hold?
They've been doing that for years because they want to save people.
Yeah,
because they have nothing better to do.
Are you serious?
I swear
you
to
have
God.
Never
yeah.
seen that.
By
Google
way,
John 3:16
right
pictures,
now.
And you'll find it in
right
every
now.
Fucking football stadium from here.
I've only ever
reason.
Seen defense, and I thought that
reason.
Was the stupidest thing I'd ever seen.
Well, that's
with the,
bad too.
With the D and then
the
actual
fence.
Picket fence,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
no.
I didn't realize we reached that level of mental
well,
retardation.
Let's see.
I agree with what you're saying. I think
sorry,
I'm
drunk.
I think a lot of people have misconstrued religion to
they misconstrued everything.
No, but what you just said, like do unto others as you would have them do unto you. whatever, however you want to say it, be nice to people like you'd want them to be nice to you, however you want to say it.
Treat people well.
Right, but they've spun that into be some religious thing. That's just a nice thing to do.
And I can see where the Anne Frank example might make you not want to do it, because they slaughtered the bitch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that was because somebody was crazy. Mental health. Still, that was somebody Marnie should have gotten services for had she been alive in 1941.
No, he was way too high functioning. And Jan, and Jan Brewer kind of agreed with him.
Oh, sadly.
Sadly.
Because she wants to see ID cards and everybody, too. If she could find a way to put the flag of Mexico on everyone's lapel, that
you know the funny thing in regard, you bring that up. Do you want to chime in on the religion thing? Because I'm going to go off on Jan Brewer.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
I'm going to bring something up, and I thought about this earlier in the week, and it's funny, I didn't think about it the first 2 hours of the show tonight. In regards to Jan, I don't want to defend her. However, all she did this week was reiterate a law.
Not true.
That was already on the books.
Oh, I'm so excited right now.
That's not true. And that's what everyone on the radio is saying. Oh, Jan's just kind of reinforcing.
Isn't that not true?
But no, that's not true.
Not by a country mile.
You could sort of excuse it by saying, oh, she was tweaking an unclear law or policy. But before,
you could get
a driver's license if you were here on a work permit.
Okay.
And now she's basically saying no. So she isn't just reinforcing.
So it's not that.
That's what everyone is trying to say who's trying to spin it in defense of Jan Brewer. And so you hear that a lot. You've been reading it a lot.
Because I actually heard that from actually reputable sources that I believe in more than just hearsay. I mean, I didn't hear it from the Arizona Republic or Fox News. I heard this from people that I thought were more in the know.
Well, I heard.
Granted, I did not Google this. I did not research it. I did not go to the legal library and look it up.
The people that I initially heard that from, too, I think they were not spinning it. I think that's what they thought because that's what they had been told. And they're like, oh, she's not doing anything new. But they were incorrect. It really is kind of she's putting her stamp on it because. Right. Before. And that's why there's so many other states.
Now I feel like a retard.
That's why. Well, no. I mean, a lot of people are under this impression, but this is the only state that's doing that. California right now is kind of scratching its head saying,
we're going to lose half our fucking workforce.
I think if anything, states are kind of looking at it to say, how is this in conflict or is it? Because you can, prior to this past week, I guess, thanks to Jan, you know, if you had a deferral, you could get a driver's license so you could drive to work.
Yes.
Right. No, I remember.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Oh, Al's got something to say on this.
No.
Go.
As many as people know, I worked for Taco Bell, and we hired – well, we started, and some of it was illegal, and some of it was legal, and I learned the difference very quickly with my run-in with the INS in the early 90s. You could get a driver's license. All you needed was a way to get here, some form of ID, and it's a license to drive. It doesn't grant you the right to vote. It doesn't grant you anything. It's not a proof of
citizenship.
That's like saying we can't go to Switzerland and rent a car.
Yeah.
The level of ignorance here is so gigantic. I'm not a citizen of Great Britain, but I can rent a car in Great Britain and drive
on the wrong side of the road.
Because I planned a trip. People from foreign countries, Germans come here, they rent cars. They don't go to Sedona by hovercraft or batcopter. They rent a car because they have a driver's license.
And if you...
a driver's license gives you the license to drive a motor vehicle. It doesn't prove anything. It's not accepted as anything.
Hopefully it proves you can drive a car.
And if you go out and you join...
And your ID number is no longer your Social Security number.
Yeah,
which
it used to be.
Years ago in Arizona, your driver, your license number was your Social Security number, which did run into some problems.
Yeah,
because then it was proof of something, but we were one of the very few states, if any... I think we might have, in my opinion, we're
the only
one. I had
one of those that had that as
mine
my
was
ID
too.
My original was one. 19
it's like
years
if
ago,
Al went and did Waiters Without Borders, and he goes over to some country in Europe.
That was a good sell.
We have many without borders,
and you know, does a visiting waiter thing for a year or two, whatever, however length it is.
Because
you can get a driver's license over there.
Even people that need smiles eat chicken. I mean, I'm just saying. No, I mean she's a cunt, and I know that there's so many different ways that people need to spin these stories to help them live with themselves because they voted for her. Yeah. And they just have to constantly find that way of like, Well, I'm sure that wasn't true. Like, I'll poll all of you. What do you think? Because this is the biggest fuck up thing about Arizona, and now they want to make it national. I'll start with you.
Of course, Marnie. What do you
think right to work state means?
Not what it sounds like.
Right. It was my understanding from moving down here, and I never have honestly paid attention since, was that you can be fired at any time for no cause.
That's basically...
What does right to work state mean?
You have the right to wake up every day and go to work somewhere.
Right to work means you do not have to belong to a trade union.
Well, that's part of it.
No, that's okay. All it is. There are no contingencies upon this thing.
It also means that you can be fired without...
With no cause.
But you can't be fired with no cause. If you stay at a job for 90 days in the state of Arizona, you need to have written documentation to be let go. In the first 90 days of employment in any state in the union,
sure, absolutely.
You may be let go in the first 90 mm-hmm. days as part of the getting to know you thing.
Right.
After 90 days, it doesn't matter what you do. You need documentation to dismiss a worker. There has to be written documentation,
right.
And you do time cards. So I'm assuming
right.
somebody...
No, and that's what I was just going to say. I mean, with the position I'm in, I mean, I have to write them up. I have to document all our conversations.
There is no
I have
teachers
to,
union.
No, but it, I mean, I have to do all of that, and no, they're not in a union, but we do that for CYA
right.
primarily, and then the other
because
point
it's not
is
covered
because,
by
well,
right to work
well,
state.
No, but the other point is because of unemployment. That way we can say,
Right.
And
but
that's,
right,
that's
all
the
right to work state means, and is that's and this is why Hollywood comes to us to make movies
yeah.
about Southwest, because we're in the Southwest. In California, you have to be part of a union. You have to be part of a union to work.
Okay.
There is SAG. You cannot employ someone outside
right.
of the Screen Actors Guild, the Stunt Guild, the Carpenters Guild,
sure.
the Craft Services Guild. It's an industry town. You cannot hire outside of the union to make your
But that's what
movie.
I was also getting at that when I said it's not what it sounds like, because to call Arizona a right-to-work state, that makes it sound like, oh, they're on the side of the workers.
No.
And yet it's
sure.
what it's really about
sure.
is no
the, side
the
of
unions
employer?
Have no power.
Right.
You know, we'll you know, and it's the side of the employer.
Right. It is. And it says that
sure.
you do not
but you're right.
It's an anti-union state
yeah.
is what it
okay.
is.
Okay.
It
okay,
has
sure.
nothing to do people I've heard it used for breaks.
Well, and Aaron has said
cards.
That before. Aaron has said that before. Now I don't know with Fry's or with the different grocery stores and this and that, but when Aaron has said that she's like had been the president of the union.
No, that you still can have a union in
but
Arizona.
It's not,
unions
but it's not
can
called
exist.
A union. No. But even with her school, I mean,
right.
it was not called a union. It was, I'll have to ask her. But I mean, it was something different.
But they can hire anybody they want to.
Union.
They can hire any teacher they want to. Okay. You do not have to join the teachers union to be a teacher,
okay.
which
right.
there are many in America that are grateful for. Because, I mean, the,
right.
the teachers union is...
But
often maligned, and
yeah,
I and I honestly don't
yeah,
know
yeah.
whether it's for or against, because you know my idol is Bill Maher, and Bill Maher is so against the teachers union. I'm for it. I think I'm for it. I'm 100% behind
only,
it.
I'm for it now more so because of what I learned from Aaron. I
right.
mean, obviously that it's not about going in and fighting solely for the it's just about rights.
Not that I'm playing for or against either union
yeah.
or non-union. My question then is, but within a right to work state. Do you not have the comfort, if you will, to say, I'm going to hire people who are not, exclusively not in unions?
Yes.
In union. You get to decide that.
Right.
So you get to make the choice.
But
right?
what that means is you don't have to pay what the union demands.
Right. right.
So you can go in and there's a teachers union that says teachers have to make this
X
much
amount.
Money.
Right.
And
right.
now you can go get some.
Some idiot.
Someone on the no, not, well, yeah, but we don't want to say that. I mean,
no, but I'm saying you get somebody who claims to be a teacher who's never been
you
educated.
You can Walmart everybody. You can
right.
Walmart and you can undersell them and
right.
and undermine the entire thing.
So for $4 a year, you
and
can.
So here's this person. It's like, ooh, I got a job, but it's not union. And then you realize, but I can't live on this wage.
Right.
But now I can't do anything about
this
it. Because I just
right.
fucked over the people that right. were trying to band together
yeah. right.
and collectively say, A, we can't live on this wage. So if we're going to take a shitty job in Wisconsin. And God bless you if you do one of those shitty jobs in Wisconsin. My hat's off to you. My father made Triscuits.
Yep,
no, and my mother was a nurse. No
right.
glamour jobs in this family.
I
right.
get it.
But you say to yourself, I will make Triscuits. I will stand in front of a hot oven and make Triscuits because you're going to give me a pension,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to get to retire with a little bit of dignity, and I'm going to have health care the entire time. So you say, all right, then I'm okay with this job. This is not my dream.
Right.
No
right.
one dreams of making Triscuits. No one said, woo, can't wait to make biscuits all my fucking life.
But wouldn't a Triscuit be good right
but
now?
But what you I'd do is I have a chance to retire.
With spray cheese.
I have health care for my family, and I can actually get something out of this. Well, now these fuckers, because we invaded some goddamn country that did no wrong. I mean, they weren't great people. Granted, Saddam Hussein was certainly not going to be canonized.
They didn't have
not
Triscuits.
Even a little bit.
But a sovereign nation and a secular leader.
He may have, but nobody else did.
Right, secular leader. So now we're blaming. So what are we doing in this election? We're turning around and we're blaming teachers, garbage men, all these people that make shit because they want pensions at the end. Yes, that's why we took this fucking job, was because you told us we'd have health care and we could retire with a little bit of dignity, and now you're going to blame us? Fuck you. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely absurd.
Because it's anti-American.
Right.
To want more.
Because you're not a great American. No. You bankrupted the nation because you wanted health care. No, you bankrupted the nation because you invaded Iraq at $1 billion a day.
Right.
Get the fuck over it. Anyways, so that's why I always ask people, because it was a shitty job. It wasn't a shitty job. I really liked it. But I worked for Taco Bell for 9 years, and I learned a lot about the state of Arizona and the INS because I battled both of them.
I have a question for
you. Because I liked my Mexicans because they were hard workers. You know what I mean?
I like them for a
lot
of
it. You want a lazy white teenager, or you want a Mexican? I'm going to take the Mexican 9 times out of 10 and probably 9.9 times out of 10.
I'm going to take him 10 out of 10, and that's for a different reason.
Yes.
For work. For actual – I employed people. Like, I know you wanted to make a joke there, but no, honest to God. When I slept with a couple of them, so I'm not going to give myself a title.
It's a right to work, Steve.
I have a question.
You have the right to sleep with me, if you'd like.
I have a question, though, in regards to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Is that real beef?
It was when I worked there.
Okay. That's all I
know. No, wait. It was the first 5 years I worked
there. What is it now?
I can't tell you.
He signed a waiver.
The union has prevented
him. No.
Exactly.
Well, no. The Wilk, he's not listening now, but the Wilk knows this. When I started there, I started when it was still Lamaze certified. Like, it was healthy for pregnant women to eat there because we got, like, chubs of meat. Like, you bought ground beef in a chub pack.
Okay.
That's what that little casing looks like, but it was like 10-pound packs. We got 10-pound packs that had the ingredients listed on it, and it was ground beef. And then we made seasoning. Like, we would stand in the back and mix up seasoning. And we would, in a pan, cook up ground beef with seasoning, and we had to flip it and turn it like you were making it at home.
No, you told me that story.
Giant pan. The beans were made from scratch. We shredded the cheese. We shredded the lettuce. It was all done by hand, but then they found out that it's cheaper to buy prepackaged stuff.
Of course.
En masse, if we can use the French, and not pay people to make fresh food.
Sure.
And Lamaze was like, well, we don't know what's in your food anymore. And I had to agree with them. And it doesn't taste the same.
No.
Okay.
Like, in 1989, if you walked up to a Taco Bell and you smelled that food, you're like, well, that smells really good. Because it was fresh beans. It was fresh meat. Now you walk up to Taco Bell and you're like, I smell car exhaust. You know what I mean? Right. Like, what are you cooking in there?
Sure.
I remember back in
I'm still friends with the franchisees, and like, I'm still friends with them. And
I still eat there.
I still eat every once in a while. You know what I mean? I'm going to need a soft taco supreme.
Oh, I know. Wholeheartedly
agree. With no tomatoes.
Wholeheartedly. Oh, yeah. She hasn't tomato issue.
Yeah, I do.
But I remember back in, oh my gosh, it would be the late 70s, early 80s. I remember being a young kid who came from a dentist appointment, blah, 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 and all I wanted was Taco Bell. And I remember that flavor and that smell that is not there today.
Yeah.
But that was from my hometown, which from the tornado a year ago was blown away and gone.
Yeah.
But I remember that there was that – you walked in and you smelled like it was crazy. From
I worked a morning shift, and they made me – that's how I started drinking coffee. From Taco Bell, because the people I worked with are like, you're a monster.
I didn't know you could get coffee from Taco Bell.
No, they would bring it to me from home.
Oh, okay.
Like, drink this black oil and drink it now.
Now. Because you're stirring the stuff.
No, because there's something physically wrong with you.
Mm. So, may I adjust?
Sure.
John 3:16 came into pop culture view in the late 70s, early 80s. This is killing me reading. I never knew this. At sporting events, a man named Roland Stewart would don a rainbow-colored afro wig and a John 3:16.
How did you guys not ever know this?
I never knew this.
What's crazy is that I know this.
No, I never knew this. Well, then I'm not going to – well, if Al's gone.
No, he'll be back in a minute. Okay. But the funny thing is that I know this, and
I was
hypersensitive of somebody taking over something that's not a religious venue and making it so.
I thought it had to do with a player. I didn't realize it had to do with some weird fan. That he also at big cultural events, including the royal wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Di.
He was famous for the rainbow wig; like he would wear that. Okay.
Right,
things.
Right.
That's killing me.
And so, I don't even know that it had anything to do with anything gay. It was just
no,
to be noticed.
No, 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 no. Yeah.
To be noticed purely.
No, he grew increasingly fanatical. And in 92, took a maid hostage at a hotel with a loaded gun.
Oh, my gosh.
Did not know that.
Demanding a national press conference to proclaim his new message that the end of the world was near. He had plastered...
Does he know the Mayans?
He didn't know about the calendar.
Oh.
He was like that other guy. Who was the guy who kept saying the world was going to end and the world was going to end?
Oh, that
May
preacher.
21st.
Yeah. Right. All the billboards and all that shit this
May
year.
May 21st.
Right.
Maybe he followed him. We're not sure.
How much more Kool-Aid do you need?
Right. Hey, Jim Jones called.
Right. Still dead.
Yeah. Because of the Kool-Aid.
Right.
No, a gunshot. So, anyway, as deputies were dragging him out of the courtroom, he screamed, "Don't take me out. God sends his love." He's screaming all this stuff. The last phrase, "They know not what they do. They do, Lord." He was convicted and sent to prison in 93 on 3 counts of hostage taking and is currently serving 3 life sentences at Mule Creek State Prison in Lone, California.
Huh. Now I own
wow, or something. I didn't realize all that. So, but he spawned all these other people who do
despite
John
Stewart's story, many okay. sports fans continue the tradition of evangelizing at sports games by holding up John 3:16 and Tim Tebow last year, you remember with the black
now,
under his eyes?
You may have just said it and I didn't get it. What is the scripture of 3:16.
John 3:16.
For God's
one of the
so
few,
loved the
world. One of the few things I know, and I don't know it verbatim, but it basically is this passage that says, "For God so loved his one and only Son that he gave his life to cleanse you for your sins," basically.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Al, you've missed so much.
We're learning and sharing.
She figured out the John 3:16, and the guy's in prison. So I think that's
three life terms.
Not John.
No, John's still dead.
John is dead.
This is the bottom of it. But 3 life terms this douchebag is serving.
Hey, do we know if Tyler listens to the third hour at all?
He said something about it on here, but I don't remember what.
I download the third hour and listen to it in my car.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Oh, no, that's Julie.
Oh, no, that's Julie. I'm sorry. That's my bad. No, I honestly, I don't know about Tyler. Oh,
okay, because I had something for him.
But you could have put it out there.
Well, we were talking earlier about, him being in the South and there's not a lot of people, that he can hang out with. And
the
I was mentioning
the gays.
And I wanted to bring up, because I found them, the country queens they're known as.
Oh.
And do you remember Edna Faye on Facebook?
Yes.
She's not doing it anymore. This character, Edna Faye, she had a blog. It was
akin to your friend.
Ambrosia
Salad.
It was called Trash Heaven, and it was a blog, and she ended it two years ago. But
has
it
been
was,
that long
it was,
already?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the funniest, worst thing. Oh, she just made fun of everybody.
Honey Boo Boo!
And, I mean, to the point where one of her constant targets was Terri Schiavo.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
The rumor was that it was David Sedaris behind this website. Oh. In any case, she had these two.
Just like Paul Rudnick is really our favorite writer.
Yeah, exactly.
Gelman Waxner.
Right. So she would showcase these two guys in, I want to say Asheville, because the bar they went to was Scandals, and I think that's in Asheville, North Carolina. And she called them the Country Queens, Nick Tarleton and Jesse Hilton, if you're listening, Tyler.
Oh, yes.
And they would just, they're the trashiest things, but they're hysterical.
Yes,
the way they go out there.
Yes.
And those are, again, we're hitting on so many things this show that are kind of intermingling. Those are the kind of, as tragic as they are, they're Nelly boys, and I love that they exist.
I forgot about that completely.
If Tyler is listening to the third hour, whenever that is, try to find the Country Queens, Nick Tarleton and Jesse Hilton, or the website you can still go to called trashheaven.blogspot.
Nick Tarleton kind of went on to something else, and I can't remember what.
I don't know.
He did one more thing. I mean, I assume he's still alive, but I want to say he did one more. He took that show to one more thing, but I'll Google that later.
Hmm. Why don't do you want me to Google it?
No,
now?
Not right now.
Okay.
All right. Now, I was raised very, I wouldn't say strict Methodist because we drank and gambled and
I think that's Methodist.
No, but in all sincerity, it's not Methodist, Lutheran, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. They're fine. It's just a question of
we're
giving one or two different tweaks here and there.
Right.
But being raised and my mom knew, like, she it took butterscotch candy and, like, here, read this. It was a movie. So she would, like, go through the Bible and find stuff to have me sit in the pew to watch, like, this is the Ten Commandments, but this is the book form. And she knew I loved to read. So that's how she would keep me from being like, what the hell is he talking about now during the sermon? Because I, you know, and very often I like the music. So sometimes she would wake me up and be like, oh, we're going to do the old rugged cross today at church. I'm like, oh, I'll come in. But I was in the choir. So, you know what I mean? Like, I did the choir for as long as they could justify having a male alto.
You're like, I'm a non-believer, but if I can sing, yeah, I'm there.
No, but I mean, I had no opinion on it. I was just squirmy and like, I'm like, we're just talking. And we had a very, very, very educated...
You?
Oh, I went till I was 15 or 16. My sisters got out earlier because they were better at faking illnesses.
Got it.
I wasn't as fine-tuned at the faking illnesses with my mom.
Thing.
Yeah, they had an ace.
Lucky women.
They had an ace in the hole, if you will.
The legitimate rape and all that.
Yeah, that legitimate rape that really legitimate gets rape. Them.
So your sister dated someone named Ace? Was
yeah,
that,
exactly.
Is that
so, okay. So I went a little bit longer. I mean, I was in like the play, but I really did sing there. Like whenever I was in the choir for the whole fucking time I was there, because it's me. So you know, if I'm there, I'm coming to your house, I'm singing. But so eventually, I just stopped caring. Like it wasn't that like they said anything that offended me. I was just like, you know what? We've worn this out. I've heard these songs. Yeah. I know what we're doing. This is all repeats. But then my mom sent me. And it's worded differently depending on which version of the Bible you have. I have found it's not always nice. Ecclesiastes 1:13. The if I do all this, but it's not with love, then I'm just a horn. Or if I do this, and it's not with love, then I'm just an asshole. I'm paraphrasing.
I don't have that Bible, but yeah, no,
but
I understand.
It really is. And there's some versions where like everything is about love and hope, and above all this is hope, and above all this is love.
Okay.
I'm really paraphrasing now, but she sent me that, and that really struck a chord with me as far as the, like, well, this is the message they should really preach.
Sure.
Like this is where you should be heading, not the standing on a corner with God hates fags. If you want more people in the fold. Maybe, but now I've only been to a few weddings in the last 20 years. But everyone, it's one of their everyone's readings.
What is it called?
Ecclesiastes is like one.
No,
Corinthians. It's Corinthians.
Oh, First Corinthians.
1:13.
At all the weddings.
All the weddings. Everyone reads from First Corinthians.
So trite nowadays.
Jesus.
It is, but you know what? But the message is sincere and it works.
Right.
But you got to find the right translation of the Bible because, again, it's in an ancient. Most of it's in Aramaic.
Aramaic.
Aramaic. It's in a language that's
love
dead.
Is patient, love is kind,
love
is not envy.
Love is love is everlasting.
Good,
love it conquers, love it
you
finds.
Is kind.
Love it.
Yes.
It's different worlds from Maureen McGovern.
Yes, it is. Same fucking thing. But what
same
I
strong.
But the problem with it all is
let the time flow, let the love grow.
Wow.
That's $12.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I've got it.
But that's where you get the translations and what we were talking about. Were they trying to strike fear? Were they trying to explain things? What are they trying to do? And that's what it's about. You're translating a dead language from people that thought the earth was flat and that there were dragons on the side of it breathing fire.
Right.
And that now they think the Flintstones is real because they don't believe in evolution. And Kirk Cameron.
And
that son of a bitch.
Fucktard of the century.
That son of a bitch.
He just came on defending Aiken.
Yeah, Aiken.
Like, there were two. He misspoke a little bit. What do you mean he misspoke?
How do you misspoke?
He's a good man.
He said the human body shuts down and prevents pregnancy. Where's the misspoke in that?
Yeah, yeah. That's not a misspoke.
No.
You didn't say a centipede's body or during a time of harvest. You know what I mean? Like, where's the two words? Fucked hard.
Yeah. I see, this is, interestingly enough...
See, we got to religion, because we threaten it every week, but we've never done it.
This whole debate about teaching the Bible in our schools, I say do it, but I say that's the only way kids can read it, is if it's presented in school like you would read the Iliad or the Great Gatsby. And that's their exposure
to
it.
Yeah, but then you have to throw out that it has to be the Quran also, and it has to be...
Well, okay, let them read all of them.
I'm just saying, I think
to save some kids some homework here, Marnie.
Right.
But have them read it in an educational setting and let them be like, wow, this is fucked up. But if, you know, when they're going to Bible study 3 nights a week, then they're getting indoctrinated into God hates fags and whatnot, then yeah, maybe it shouldn't be in the schools. But I say otherwise, teach it only in the schools and teach it as, you know, a novel like you do everything else and see what, and let the kids share their thoughts. And if they believe, they can believe.
Right, and but when you tell them Noah's Ark, then you like you can start with the lions, the tigers, and the bears.
Oh my!
But then get down to this shit like termites. Like really? Right. Right. You built a boat and you included like there was
a
no
wooden. There was a wooden boat. Yeah. Right. And you put termites on it? No, right. You didn't. Didn't happen.
Well, maybe they had glass. Oh, when we had glass, and they were in glass.
They were not in glass.
I brought
everything evolved on its own.
If that thing was in Saratoga, Florida, it was a glass bottom boat, and they were looking for gators. Let me tell you, they were going to make money off that. Halliburton was written on the side of it. And they were going to make money off that motherfucker.
And they may have been on Discovery Channel calling swamp people.
That was on the Learning Channel. What they did was they killed things.
I missed this Learning Channel thing. What the hell is that?
No, it's
a cable network.
No. I understand that, but I mean, I haven't seen it or heard any promos.
Well, that's where Honey Boo Boo was on.
No,
yeah, the Learning Channel used to be, I guess, way back when it was a show where you it was like the Discovery Channel, like you
Honey
would learn
Boo
things.
Is not on.
Yes, now the Learning Channel is all about these tragic.
But what's it called?
TLC.
It's called TLC.
The Learning Channel.
Didn't
I know.
Realize
we,
that.
Yeah. No, it's like when KFC
honest to God,
couldn't call
I didn't
itself
realize
chicken
that.
Anymore.
That's so funny that you said that. I didn't even put that together.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I should drink more.
Yeah.
Phobia.
I'd start now if I was you. Okay. So I'm watching the beloved Shark Week.
Invisible voice. I just screamed phobia.
I start drinking an hour before y'all, but I'm there. I'm so drunk.
Does anyone need to get more drunk, Marnie?
No,
really?
I don't think so.
All right.
Can I just throw this in just for a second?
Yeah. Me honey boo boo cha.
There you go.
Me honey boo boo cha.
There's that honey boo boo. There we go. We got her in there.
That's why we're going to hell.
one of the reasons, apparently.
I mean, I don't even believe in that. I'm using the collective we.
I don't even believe in that.
I don't believe in that.
Heaven or hell. I don't believe in that either.
I don't believe in heaven or hell.
You die. You're done.
No.
That's it.
No. I will just interrupt that briefly with I die, I go in the ocean at Sunset Cliffs, and I enjoy eternity being part of the ocean.
After I've already gone through whatever hell would be because I'm going to become ashes.
You're becoming part of Shark Week.
Eaten
what you're
by sharks, shit out by sharks.
Jesus Christ.
Part of Lobster Fest 1 year.
The circle of life.
Sometimes, you know, I mean, flushed on the toilet in Tampa because those fuckers probably eat at Red Lobster instead of getting the local seafood because they believe in small businesses. Fucktards. So I'm watching The Beloved Shark Week, and I'm in year 20 or 21, depending on how the atomic clock rates when I first started house sitting for those people. And I have to give it to Discovery Channel. They're being non-judgmental, because the 1 week, or one episode, they showed this guy that hunts great whites.
Okay.
And as he's being interviewed, and he's got like that tan mommy, the Bed Bath & Beyond lady, what was she called? The gross lady with the tan?
The one from...
Tanning Mom.
Tanning Mom, yeah. I knew it was something like that.
Tan bitch.
She's from the on part of...
They weren't creative with her nickname.
No, they weren't. So he's sitting there like... And he's probably real because he spends a lot of time in a boat. And it's just white shark jaws, like, you know, like antlers kind of thing. But it's the jaws of sharks. And he's like, oh, if I'd been on that Jaws movie, that shark would have been dead in 10 minutes. That's my best Florida accent. I think it was pretty
nice. That's good.
He's like, I hope I'm there to see the last white shark die. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you you want to do is kill something until it's extinct?
Right.
You're specifically on TV. And I was like, I don't believe in guns or any of that shit, but I want to exercise my Second Amendment right and just kill him.
Right.
Because you're the, and then people get on his boat to go and kill a great white. Why do you want to go kill... what would possess you?
I never understood that.
Unless that, your diet... I don't get it.
That to me is akin to... I have never understood anything to do with anything. You're vandalizing, tagging, destroying, anything.
Right.
I've never understood that. I was raised in an environment where all you want to do... My grandfather, God bless him, or whoever the fuck power it is... He only gave me the powers and the desire to ever want to fix and help and create, not ever destroy, ever.
Right.
So why would you want to ever tag, destroy, kill, shark?
What do you mean by tag?
Graffiti. Like the spray painting, that tagging shit.
Or,
I'm trying to use urban terms to help the kids understand our show. Yeah. But I don't. But
well,
no,
you
I don't,
lost an adult on that. I have nothing.
I've never understood any. If you're doing anything,
I'm like, I get the tagless T-shirts. Well, it just says J. Crew on it.
But no, but I've never got that. Why?
I don't either.
Anything that you're doing that's not helping something move forward, giving positive energy to something, destroying something? No, no. That's why I cried the day that I drove my grandfather's truck off our farm. I was destroying, to me, I was destroying what I had always held as you know.
Right, but you only had two choices. Live there.
Right, right. No, no, I understand that. Right, but still, yeah, right. I was
but part I get it. I mean, that kind of heartbreak right. of that so happening. I've
that you're part of the dismantling.
But why would you yeah. ever go out and try to kill something?
And not just kill it, because I get it, like maybe...
Eliminate is part of...
Elk, people like eliminates. To eat elk meat, and we...
But they reproduce like crazy.
Right, right, so I'm saying, but you're going to go out and you're going to do that, you're going to do the Native American thing with buffalo, like, it's snout-to-tail cooking.
Yes.
You're going to use the fur, you're going to use the right. meat, the bones are going to be your jewelry, the knuckles are going to be your IUD,
right,
like,
that, right.
you're going to make something out of everything.
I'm not sure about the IUD accuracy. This show does not use actual knowledge. Sorry.
I am almost sure that if you put a buffalo knuckle I don't on your pussy, you are not going to give birth or
have sex. Or on your ass. Or right. on your ass.
Wherever you put that thing is not going to be a baby later.
A moose
later.
Knuckle well, I mean, is still one. Bad.
You can ward off legitimate rape with that.
With a moose knuckle?
If he's fucking you and he finds a buffalo knuckle, he's going to be like, wait
what?
A minute, girl. Sir or ma'am.
Oh,
but I just I don't under and just what do you do? And then people that eat shark fin soup
right well
and it doesn't even take
people
and
that
by
kill,
all accounts
people
it
that
taste
kill
good.
Elephants just for the ivory tusks
oh I saw that
to me
worse,
yeah
worse.
Because you're not eating it's terrifying and
because
I
we don't know where sharks
are love them I'm absolutely enamored with elephants and the idea that people will go out and just kill this really big gentle creature.
What?
For the Tuscan shark, the oils.
But
and
no, no, but sharks don't make oil. That's whales. But
whales, they, whales.
Right,
I'm
right.
sorry.
But
yeah.
the thing about it is, though, is and Discovery Channel has been really good about this. They keep that story up that they don't know where they breed, and now they're alluding to the White Shark Cafe that they kind of know because they tag them, which is what I was worried about. They tag the sharks and they track their movements. They kind of have an idea where in the Pacific. Sharks breed,
oh, okay.
and they now kind of have an idea where sharks give birth. What they don't want to do is put it out there to the world,
so
because dumbasses
right.
will go there
right.
and fuck with the.
Marty,
because sharks have kept it a secret for this long.
I've seen that picture. Question to you: I don't know,
but
what...
elephants. But I mean, I just have to finish with the elephant over here. I know that sounded wrong.
That sounded wrong.
Punctuation makes all the difference.
Comma
over here. Is that we know exactly where all elephants are, so they can be hunted down
right.
quickly and efficiently, and it makes no sense. What are you going to do with the goddamn thing, and why do you need right. something made of ivory?
Did you right. happen to
right.
see...
Because when the apocalypse happens and we're living on chickens, no one's going to care that you have gold.
Right.
Because
right.
if I can't build a house with it, what the hell are we going to do with it?
Right.
If I can't eat it or fuck it, what am I going to do with it?
Yes.
Carry the one. Okay, I got it. All right. Marty, question. Do you,
yes.
I don't know what nightly news you watch, if you do at all. Do you watch NBC?
Do you mean, I don't, local or national?
No, national. I'm sorry, national.
National. For anything national,
you should go
I watch CNN.
Go to NBC's website and look up, oddly, Chelsea Clinton
yeah.
did a story, because she's like a supplemental reporter for them.
Okay.
There was a woman in South Africa who has a sanctuary for orphaned, it was a great story,
oh.
orphaned elephants whose parents have been killed for their ivory. So what happens is
oh.
you've got elephants who, they're literally, they are orphaned. So she takes them in, they capture them, whatever they do, and she brings them to a sanctuary. And then she helps to nurse them back to health. They have blankets. They do all this other shit. But the thing is, because of the poaching
right.
and the ivory, that bullshit, and I agree with what you're saying, Al, it's just insane. What are you going to do? Nobody cares.
Yeah, yeah.
But it really was a wonderful story. And they had a follow-up. There's a woman who's been doing this for 50 years
wow.
in South Africa. I don't know if she's from there or from here, whichever way.
I could see me trying to get money and, like, go over there just for, like, a month or
no,
something
really.
To do
but,
that. I mean,
but it was crazy because they had
just to breastfeed an elephant.
Yeah.
I would
all,
do it.
All these little calves, which is what
it's
elephants
possible.
Are called, these little calves. And
yeah.
when they bring them there, immediately they're defiant because
sure.
You just took them from their dying mother,
right.
so they've taken them. They've brought them via truck
okay.
To wherever the sanctuary is. But once they release them, and then the funny thing about it is, the other elephants who are there in the sanctuary calm
take them on.
The
yes.
exactly.
Yep.
It really is crazy.
That's one of the things that from the time I'm in first grade, I became fascinated with elephants and. The really interesting piece was later on when I saw this IMAX thing, which was just amazing. And it's, they grieve. Elephants grieve.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
The idea that when one of them, as you're, you know, you're crossing the desert, you know,
hills
food
like white elephants.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and they sit there and they wail like a mother
right.
who loses yeah. her
right.
her calf.
And right. they call them beasts and like and again, bawling. Not an animal lover, but there's no respect for
right.
animals in this.
Right.
Like that's and as much as I find zoos to be the most depressing places mm-hmm. on earth, they're saving creatures that would
right.
be extinct.
Otherwise extinct.
And even Siegfried and Roy, you know, vegetable to a fruit with one maneuver of a jaw. Or fruit to a vegetable, however you want to go there.
Right.
But the white tiger would be extinct without them. They literally
right.
saved
right.
the species.
That's right.
And
right.
their work turned out to be very important.
Sure.
And
they added butt-fucking and Little Disco, so we got to give them props. In a
well,
secret.
Yeah.
All right.
Add that all together, yes.
The disco's a rumor.
Right.
Sequins and
right.
butt-fucking.
Right, but we're not sure.
I don't know if you not
they could have loved country music. I'm not
they
sure.
may have,
and
I
they
don't know.
I think they're still alive too. So
sometimes
I,
the sequins can
they
be
are.
Country.
They're both still alive. One's a little kind.
We are
the same, but
and might be a fan of
oh
Jan Brewer.
Right.
By the way, I don't know. This is not related to the story that we were talking about. I have a really hard time writing with my right hand because I was trying
yeah.
to do it, and it's. Wow.
Are you a lefty?
Oh, I've been a lefty forever, but I tried to write with my right hand just to see what
yeah.
happened. Wow. It's just,
I'm not
it's,
good at it.
It looks, it's like, wow. It's
now,
like
is it right-handed or
I
drunk?
Can.
What's affecting you more?
No, I think the right-handedness, because
okay.
I know that I'm talking to you, so I think that that's a sign.
Yeah.
But I no, but like, this looks like one of Marnie's patients is right here. They're here.
Or my meth head brother.
Oh, I don't. Have I met your meth head brother?
Oh my God, no! I wouldn't introduce him to.
Oh my God.
I mean, I've
no.
met Barbara's family, but I mean that's just white trash.
Yeah, well, no, I'm white trash as well.
Isn't Barbara local though?
Yeah,
yeah, but still,
so she's not Appalachia or anything like that.
No, but they are originally from Ohio via Texas.
Yes, there is that hot in Cleveland,
and then here.
I have family in Virginia, and
are you going?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with it. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, I'll share an Appalachian.
Where's she going?
To the bathroom. Where else does
oh.
she go? There's only one destination from here.
Well, he said, are you going? As if we're like, bye, Marnie.
Bye, Marnie.
See you later.
Leave all your shit here. We'll clean it up.
Okay, I'm so glad they're gone. No. I have to say, no. What were you saying?
We went to. I have a family, and it must be in West Virginia, because Virginia seems uh-huh. a little classier in my mind. We went to West Virginia, and we went to visit cousins that were, like really, really
yeah.
country. And they took us to a place for pizza, and it was seriously like crackers with ketchup.
Yeah.
And then later in the trip, we kind of wound our way through, and this was in 75 or 76. I want to say it was the year of the bicentennial, so I want to say it was 76. We wound our way up through Indiana, and we found our first Pizza Hut. And the reason I like Pizza Hut was because they had a jukebox, so I got to like play in the corner with quarters and listen to
oh,
songs
yeah.
I like. I don't think I ever tasted the pizza, or like there was nothing about it that was like, oh, I want some of this. But my father was like so offended by Pizza Hut. Like he was more offended by the Pizza Hut pizza than he was by the crackers because he figured the crackers that were making the crackers just had no idea pizza was.
And Pizza Hut should know better.
But Pizza Hut should know better. So we were not allowed to eat at Pizza Hut while he was alive.
Have you seen The Wonderful Whites of West Virginia?
No.
Go to a video store, if they're still around, and rent it, or a place that loans, rents, or sells movies
okay.
and get it.
It's called the internet now, buddy.
Okay. The Wonderful Whites of West Virginia is a documentary about the Whites.
Of West Virginia, I'm
that's
assuming.
Their last name, the White family.
Oh, wait, I think I've seen this.
And it's jaw-dropping. The best part of it is, and to our listener, let me tell you what it's about. It's about this extended family, and they're all involved in meth and drug trade and prostitution and just white trash, everything. If you saw, it's the worst parts of, what's that show? Justified. Like,
oh.
It's the base element of that. Like, this is what this whole family is. And my favorite part of the movie is this woman goes to give birth in the hospital, and after she gives birth, they take her baby away from her because, you know, she's, you know, cracked out. So they leave the hospital. Her friend takes her, and they're going through a drive-thru of the local Taco Bell or whatever, and they see somebody inside sitting in, and they're waving at them, and they're in the drive-thru in the car, and one of them is yelling out the car window to the people who are inside the restaurant behind glass, "They took her baby! Hey, they took her baby!" And that's the best part of the movie. But the even better part if there's better than the best.
It's part of the Netflix free trial. Good.
Is there's part of one of the extended...
The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Yes. One of the offshoot members of the family, there's a few of them. Their last name is Messer, which I have cousins who are Messers. Oh. And I'm thinking, oh, this looks familiar. So I'm wondering, I have to wonder if I might some way be related distantly to the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Oh, now are you familiar with the Paradise Lost documentaries?
I don't think so.
The West Virginias, the Memphis Three.
Well, I'm familiar with the Memphis Three,
right? And the documentaries from HBO.
Okay, now I haven't.
Oh my God! Oh, get on that!
Get on that!
I think you just disappointed him.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, the Memphis Three.
I know what you're talking about.
Right. There's three documentaries, and the first one is chronicling the case where they think they solve it a different way, and then the second one is them going.
Oh, okay. So these are the documentaries that led up to them eventually being released.
Right. Somewhat, but it was meant to condemn them.
Oh, it was.
The original documentary was to condemn them, and as they were doing the interviews, they're like, wait a minute, this kid's stepfather did it.
Yeah.
And then they did a follow-up, and then now the third one, Purgatory, was done.
Okay.
And then they got released, where they had to do that. I can't remember what the name of the law is, where you claim guilty but not guilty.
Right.
And you get to get free. Oh my God, if you have not seen these, it's called
Paradise Regained.
Looking for it.
Paradise Hawaiian Style. That was an Elvis movie.
Paradise Bakery. Oh, that sounds good.
I know we got to look up West Memphis 3. Anyways.
Lost Paradise.
And there's three of them. Oh, my God. Buddy, you have to
get me. On the other hand, they have Paradise Lost 3.
Right. Purgatory. It should be called Purgatory.
The dramatic story of the West Memphis 3.
And that's what they tell you. But Murder on a Sunday Afternoon. Who Murdered Sister Dorothy? Documentary. About the clown. Have you seen the documentary about the party clown?
Are you talking about Gacy?
No.
I don't mean to be stupid.
Oh, but similar. Don't say that word.
I didn't mean it. Did you notice I stopped? Anybody?
I did. And you changed it, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, greatest documentaries ever, but there's one called the Freedmen's...
Oh, Capturing the Freedmen. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've just regained
all
points.
Okay, listen carefully, Clayton. You have to pay attention.
Okay.
This was supposed to be just like Harvey Milk, the documentary that no one ever watches. That I beg people to watch all the time.
I know.
I said you've seen it. I forced you.
And you said that you would lend it.
I don't own it.
It's on. It's on often. You can find it often.
No, I don't own it.
On like HBO or something. I don't have any of those.
Logo or IFC.
You name it. I find it often.
But Netflix.
Wonderful.
You should be involved in Netflix. So, anyways, Capturing the Freedmen. It was supposed to be a documentary about busy party clowns in New York City.
Okay.
And then it became about the busiest party clown in New York City because he was a little more interesting than the rest of them. And then it became about child molestation because it was a family. And so this guy just turned the camera on this family. But what he didn't know...
Oh, I do remember hearing this.
What he didn't know was that the family had a little obsession with cameras and had started recording themselves earlier in the decade.
Okay, that's creepy.
I heard of this.
And like... Everybody's a child molester, and it just narrows its focus down to this Freedmen's because they were making their own documentary where they were kind of unraveling on camera, and then here comes this documentarian that's making a thing about party clowns, and the party clown's kind of dirty.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It is riveting movies.
So I'm putting in Freedmen, Party Clown.
No, Capturing the Freedmen's.
Yeah, but I was just looking for stuff on Google.
By the way, since I'm on... Speaking of segues, I do not have a taxophobia.
You don't think so?
That's a taxophobia. I'm finding.
What the fuck do you
is
have?
A fear of untidiness. And I clearly don't have that. Although, no, I am a very neat person.
There are a lot of things to it, though.
What I more likely have is something called orthophobia, which is a fear of property. And specifically this, what I've been...
Well, that ortho word covers a lot of different shit.
So this has been referring a lot to like... homes and cars, but for me, like I said, it's like lamps and toasters. It's like I see things and I'm like, oh, it's mine. But the closest thing I could find is orthophobia.
The agoraphobia, I have to say, made me laugh because it says it's a fear of experiencing a panic. It's about not really, I thought, wanting to leave your house.
Oh.
But it says it's a fear of experiencing a panic attack in a place or situation from which escape may be difficult or embarrassing, or they cannot obtain help. I didn't realize that it was, I thought it was just you didn't want to leave home. People with this phobia may fear being alone.
That's Al during
being
shark
in a crowd.
Yeah.
So when I'm reading both of these, I'm like, what? Is this like a commercial for a new medication?
I wanna
you may have explosive diarrhea.
I want to question your source on that one because we need a, I need a root word.
For agor. Of agora.
Yeah, I want the root word on that one because I'm not buying it.
Yeah. A-G-O-R-A.
We're spelling here on Q Talk America.
People with this, being
well,
in
arachnophobia
elevator.
Is arachnoids, are spiders.
Right.
Like,
right.
What are
right.
we afraid? What is agora?
I thought agora was. Only I thought that was clothing.
No, angora.
That's angora.
I love it that none of us were going to let that
When I was spelling it for him, I was going to say not to be confused with Angora.
Or Argyle. Or Argyle.
Or no. The mom on
Endorophobia.
Yeah. Outdoorophobia, Endorophobia, they're all the same.
No, we're referring to Endora.
Endora.
From Bewitched.
That was
funny.
It's
the only phobia regularly treated as a medical condition, agoraphobia. That's interesting.
Okay, so I'm going, from the Greek marketplace, mm-hmm. fear of the marketplace, characterized by anxiety in situations where the sufferer perceives the environment to be difficult or embarrassing to escape. Wide open spaces, uncontrollable social situations, shopping malls, airports, and bridges. A subset of a panic disorder involving fear of incurring a panic attack. So your fear is of having an attack.
Mm-hmm.
So you're having an attack about a fear of having an attack.
Sure. So obviously anxiety.
Right.
So and here's an interesting thing. Becoming unable to leave their home or their safe haven.
Their safe haven,
because they feel they're more comfortable to...
They can,
I'm basing
they, well,
this
they
all
can
on Copycat
that.
With
no, but they
can
control
Holly
that.
Hunter
right.
and
oh
Sigourney
my God,
Weaver.
What a great movie. See, I've seen some of them.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I watch movies and I scare myself. That's the best part is like, even a movie I've seen 100 times, like Copycat.
Copycat is fantastic.
The apartment that I had on South Mountain literally had a moat around it. Like, to break into that apartment,
right.
you had to be Spider-Man.
Okay.
Not Spider-Man, the Jewish friend of his,
right.
but Spider-Man.
Spider-Man or Spider-Man? Two different people, same
and
song.
Not the Jew,
yeah.
but the Jewish.
Jewish, right. Say the whole word. That's a line from Community. You got to say the whole word.
Gotta say the whole word.
I scared myself into thinking someone could break into my apartment, and I'm like, not without, like semen
climbing
coming out of your wrist. Becoming.
Yeah.
Did anybody else think he was masturbating in the first Spider-Man when he discovered the power to, like, ejaculate
well,
from his wrist?
Wouldn't you?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, wow, I didn't know it had a sound effect. So that's Donald Duck masturbating.
That's what the fuck are you doing?
I think that's Donald Duck prematurely.
Shut up.
All right. What do you want to add, Clayton? Where do
no,
you want to
I
go?
No, I just realized on Facebook, and I realized we're at the end of this third hour. Apparently, photos have surfaced of Prince Harry naked during the Las Vegas weekend last weekend. He is defamed. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of fallout from this. The royal family. Oh, my God. There's all kinds of pictures of Prince Harry naked on TMZ. Oh, that's interesting. I'm sure this is going to come out next week or tomorrow. We'll figure this out.
I will excuse myself to go find pictures of a naked Prince Harry.
Yeah, yeah. Just look up. Go to TMZ.com or look up Prince Harry naked.
On a list of gingers I'd like to fuck, he's hers.
By the way, I'm still – what is the name of the guy? That is his
Prince
dad?
Harry.
No, shut up. The name is that.
Google Prince Harry's dad and it'll come up.
Jesus, you don't remember his name? James something, wasn't it?
Who?
No, it's too available on Google. Okay, so clearly people didn't know this. Prince Harry.
I did not.
His paternity has always been in question.
Yeah.
Well, look at him, for God's sakes.
Well, right. That's what we were talking about. Like, you know,
he could be a bar owner in Scottsdale.
Prince Harry? What does that mean?
Ginger.
Oh, I didn't know there was a lot of gingers going on.
No, one. Your former... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Rob Salvador.
I was... Oh, you said... What?
Well, he knows
no,
he
look.
Has red hair.
No. There.
Yeah, I'm not looking for that. This is supposedly his dad.
Oh. I'm not sure. Oh.
Is yeah.
It?
Oh,
that's the brother.
That's the brother.
That's the brother.
Right. Oh, my God.
But is it... This is, she was supposedly having an affair with him. Yeah. He showed me that the night of the Olympics. I was like, what?
Well, she wasn't having an affair with her driver. Anyway.
James Hewitt. No, it was, James wasn't it her driver?
I thought that was her biographer or something.
Oh, secret lover. No, but I mean, anyways, they were
same thing.
What are we talking about? Remember, I'm confused.
Well, Prince Harry's naked somewhere, so I got to find a picture of that.
The frog that sang on Warner Brothers cartoons. That's what we're talking about.
This is supposedly his real dad.
Okay.
Had you never heard that? That the his paternity
oh,
was
no, I heard that. Okay. I just, this whole conversation for the last 5 minutes, I couldn't follow.
I'm sitting right here, and I didn't follow.
I just Googled Prince Harry naked, and I hope it's good. But it turned into Prince Harry Nazi, which we've all seen.
No, go to TMZ.com and look at Prince Harry.
I absolutely refuse to go to TMZ.com for
anything. Fuck you. There's all kinds of good shit there. Oh, my God. We've wrapped it. Look at this. It's an hour three. We're done with hour three. Wow. We can go and drink in other places now. I think
that's
a good sign.
Does the fun ever start?
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're both they're both naked.
Yes, him and some girl.
Well,
oh.
No, and the other prince.
Oh, I didn't know about that one.
What?
Oh, well, Stanley, we're going to be Googling more momentarily. It's the end of hour three. Thank you for listening. We do it every Tuesday night. It's hours one and two. We broadcast hour three is the tucked away, hidden, download only portion of the program.
He is British, so expectations are low.
He has good teeth.
It's Buddy, Marnie, and Al,
so
along with
British.
Me. My name is Clayton McKee. Thank you for being here. It's Q Talk America. We will be with you again next Tuesday night. You can listen to the live hours. Call in, email, join in the fun. If not, well, just listen to this hour and suffer through it.
And all letters from Buckingham Palace should be sent to Q Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.